Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning to all of you here in the cathedral, to those watching on television as well, and those who are listening on radio or streaming. Today we celebrate the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time, in which Jesus speaks to us of the need to trust totally in Him. I also want to welcome our seminarians who are here for the Burst Mass this morning, and also the DCCW, which supports our seminarians through this particular fund. We're very grateful for that, and we're very grateful for our 4 new vocations, our 4 new seminarians who will be added to the list. So we're very pleased that they're here, some of them with their parents. So we welcome all of you to this Mass this morning. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie Christe.
Let us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy, for on those who you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. As the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And I heard the one who was speaking say to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have revolted against me to this very day. Hard of face and obstinate of heart are they to whom I am sending you. But you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, and whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. The word of the Lord.
eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. To you I lift up my eyes, who are enthroned in heaven, as the eyes of servants are on the hands of their masters. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. As the eyes of a maid are on the hands of her mistress, so our eyes on the Lord our God, till he have pity on us. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. Have pity on us, O Lord, have pity on us. Our souls are more than saved with the mockery of the arrogant, with the contempt of the proud. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, that I, Paul, might not become too elated because of the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan, to beat me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you,
Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has he been given? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning again to all of you and those watching on television as well. I want to begin with a question for reflection, for just a moment of self-reflection. And that is, what role does Jesus play in your daily life? What role does Jesus play in your marriage? What role does Jesus play in your family life? It's one thing for us to say, "I believe in the Son of God. I believe in Jesus. I believe that Jesus is Lord." But the more challenging question is, what place does he have in my life? I mean, day in and day out. Do we even think of him during the day?
You see, most of us try to conduct our own life on our own terms, with our own strength. And today we hear from St. Paul that it's when we are weak that we are strong. And so again, a question: does our weakness have any part to play in our life? Or is that something to push aside and avoid? Two of the greatest heresies of the church have been when we become self-sufficient, because we know everything with our heads, and we know how to do everything with our will. In other words, we don't need God. We don't need God's grace. And yet there are moments in all of our lives, brothers and sisters, when we know that we are at the end of our rope. But we should not have to come to those moments in our life to understand that God's grace is abundant in everything. We don't need to walk life alone. In a faith life, we cannot walk life alone. We are disciples of Jesus. His grace flows through us. It is His mission that we are doing. It is His work that we are commissioned to bring forth. And so it's not about us. It's about Him. And that is why the beautiful psalm today, Psalm 123, says, "Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord." And that's not just when you need Him. That's every day. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. The eyes of your heart, the eyes of your soul, keep them fixed on Him. And if we invite Him into this part of our life, meaning daily, we're going to realize something. That following Jesus, having faith, has a price. There's a price to pay. It requires that we trust Him at the deepest level of our life. In the deepest level of our life. I was reminded just in preparing some fishing stories. These are not jokes. I'm sorry I don't have any of those today. But just fishing stories, because Jesus was around Galilee and there were so many out there that were fishermen, His own disciples, many of them were fishermen. But if you think about it, Jesus did not fish from the shore. He fished in a boat in the middle of the lake. If you think about it, isn't it a little more comfortable to be on the pier, throwing that line out there, than on a boat in the middle of the ocean, the middle of the bay, the middle of the sea? Jesus called Peter and the fishermen to push out from the shore, to get away from the shore. He called them to get out of the boat and walk to Him across the water. And He calmed the storms of the sea when His disciples showed fear. So Jesus invites us out into the midst, into the ocean, not to find the comfort of life, what is secure for us in our daily life. When we think of our relationship with Jesus, we're asked to push out. St. John Paul II said very clearly that we should launch out into the deep. In other words, to take risks with our faith life. Our faith life is not about just seeking security. It's not about just staying where we are, but opening new opportunities for us to believe in Jesus, for us to have a true effect in our world. Today we find a part of Jesus' life which was a bit interesting, a bit disturbing perhaps for Him, going back to His hometown of Nazareth. He had just cured Jairus' daughter. He had just cured the woman who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years. And He returns now to Nazareth and He goes to preach in the synagogue. He goes there and they see in Him deep wisdom. But He was the guy down the street. And so there was a sense of rejection. He was rejected by his own. He was rejected, turned away. When we think of our own faith life, perhaps we can remember those moments when we experience that rejection from family, from communities, from a loved one. Something happens in our relationships, and Jesus experienced that as well. He was amazed at their lack of faith, that they were not willing to put their faith in him, although they said, "Where did he get all this wisdom?" Perhaps in the comfort of their own life, they were unable to make that next step to put their life in his hands. But above all, today we find in the letter of St. Paul that beautiful teaching of his, which holds a special place in every Christian's life. St. Paul shares a personal experience, an experience from within, which says, in order not to be too elated, in other words, too pumped up, too built up, as if I'm in control, as if my preaching is changing lives, in order not to get to that point, because it's God's grace, he said, a thorn has been placed in my flesh, and it was given to me an angel of Satan to beat me down. We might think of something in our own lives. Maybe it was a sense of rejection. Maybe it is something that disturbs us day after day. We don't know what the thorn was, and thank God we don't, because it means that thorn of Paul's is our thorn. What is it in our life that disturbs me? And how do I try to take care of it? How do I try to handle it? Ignore it? Wish it away? Pray it away? Paul tried to pray it away, but he heard Jesus say to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." That's our teaching today. Grace is sufficient for us. What does it mean to experience God's grace? We normally say, what a grace when something good happens to us. But that's not the heart of the Christian message. The heart of the Christian message is that when we are dealing with our cross, when our cross gets heavy, in whatever cross we share in, it's in that that we have to say, his grace is enough for me. If we have experienced some type of rejection, his grace is enough. If there is something morally in our life that is a discomfort to us, his grace is sufficient for you. If there is a lack of faith, if there's a coolness in your relationship with God, his grace is sufficient for you. Sisters and brothers, this for a renewal of our own lives, for a renewal of the church, we need to be in touch with God's grace, with the grace that comes to us through Jesus. But we can't experience that when we are always in control, when we are always fishing from the shore, when things are easy and we try to make them easier, when everything is going my way. It's in those moments when we're not sure. It's in those moments that are very difficult that we should turn and say, is God's grace sufficient for me? A good friend of mine this past week said to me as we were talking about these things, he said, we should never lose an opportunity. Never lose an opportunity. And so something happens in our life which kind of disturbs us. That's an opportunity to say, your grace is sufficient for me. An illness overtakes me. That's an opportunity. Your grace is sufficient. We fail at something. That's an opportunity. Your grace is sufficient for me. Whatever it is, sisters and brothers, that we experience day after day, don't lose the opportunity to realize and to experience His grace is sufficient for me. I keep my eyes fixed on Him. It's not some magical formula, but what happens in these moments is that we grow. We grow stronger in faith. We grow stronger in our love for Jesus Christ. We grow stronger in our will to follow the way of the cross. Don't lose the opportunities of life. In the silence of our own hearts, to be able to say, thank you for this difficult moment because your grace is sufficient for me. And as we continue with that beautiful verse in 2 Corinthians from St. Paul, he concludes by saying, therefore, I am content with weakness. I am content with insults. I am content with hardships, persecutions, constraints, for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's very mature faith, to say, I am content with my weakness. Because when I touch my weakness, I touch Christ. I touch Jesus Christ in the weakest moment of His own life, when He cried from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? The weakest moment of His life. But He said those words for you and me. Because afterwards He said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. In His weakest moment, He discovered the power of God again. That is my wish for all of us this week and for the rest of our lives, that we look at the opportunities that will come every day this week, and to say, this is an opportunity to profess my faith that your grace is sufficient, and that in my weakness I find not my strength, but your strength. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. The third day, in accordance with the Scriptures, He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and so we can call out to Him in our need and ask Him to hear our prayers.
For the church around the world, that we may be a sign of the goodness of God in our weakness and humility, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For prophets among us who witness to the grace of God and speak in the Lord's name, that they may be faithful to their calling and know the value of their work, even when they encounter resistance or rebellion. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are unjustly incarcerated, that they may continue to have hope, let us pray to the Lord. That by participating in the Eucharist today, we may grow in faith and holiness and may be strengthened to live out our faith in our communities. Let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joseph M. Chema Garcia, Marcelino Gonzalez, Justicia J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Virginia R. Garcia, and for the intentions of Irene Kellogg, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Let us also offer a prayer for the young men, the young boys who are still in the cave in Thailand. Four have been rescued. That the Lord will give all of them the strength to persevere. We pray for their families and all those who are rescuing them, that it may all come to a good end. We pray to the Lord.
Lord.
Merciful God, we know that you listen to the needs of your children. May your grace be sufficient for us in response as we strive to build your kingdom through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for the love of them. They turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Let's do three.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect,
especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and the orders of bishops and all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to your prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters and all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room. Body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The blood of Christ.
Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.